Okay, here to wrap up KER Politics. Got two topics we want to discuss. One of them is the Durham investigation, which is really heating up. And Jimmy, if I'm not mistaken, hasn't the Clinton campaign pretty much been found in the wrong here already with a fine?
Yes, the Clinton campaign has been fined by the Federal Election Commission for basically fraudulently making statements about where their campaign funding went. Perkins Coie Law Firm as well was involved. And of course, this directly relates to Andrew Sussman, the Clinton campaign lawyer who has been indicted for lying to FBI agents.
Right.
This is very complex, but he's working his way diligently without the same resources that the Mueller special counsel had, without the number of investigators, but he's working diligently and he has not stopped. And it's becoming somewhat troublesome for the Democrats.
There's something else that's becoming somewhat troublesome for the Democrats, and that's this guy named Hunter Biden. In and out of the news, we talked in a daily editorial earlier in the week about you feel the Democrats are about ready to throw the guy under the bus. There's no question about that. I think they are. Once the conventional media starts to give him as much covering as coverage as he is getting, I think that proves that they've pretty much written him off. What are your comments on that, Jim?
So I think they were trapped. They were trapped because most of the mainstream media and many, many senior Democratic leaders, including 50 intelligence officers from the Obama administration, or Democratic operatives, basically, for the intelligence community, unfortunately, had claimed that this was Russian disinformation, that Hunter Biden's laptop information was actually a false flag story. Now, they're embarrassed by that. And the problem has become for the media and these same Democratic operatives that the facts are becoming clear. The Justice Department cannot back off on this investigation because it is too damning. There is way too much information there to ignore. And it directly, unfortunately, for the Democrats and Joe Biden, it directly links back to Joe Biden and his brother, Jim. There is quite a few emails and facts that actually intertwine their financial accounts. There is hundreds and thousands of links to direct contributions from Chinese Communist Party officials, including Chinese intelligence officials, funding some of these organizations. Joe Biden, as vice president, allowed Hunter Biden and his partners to fly an Air Force Two in order to make these contacts. And of course, we go back to the Burisma $85,000 a month retainer for Hunter Biden to be on the board while Joe Biden was the responsible entity for Ukraine, you see a very compelling, almost impossible case to ignore. And what that means is the media has been embarrassed by it, but they're now trying to shift and turn blame to something else. And I think it's going to be, unfortunately for America and certainly for the Bidens, they're going to have to face the consequences at some point, though we all question the Merrick Garland Justice Department on how far they will pursue any of these actions. And that's where we all, have got to worry about actually rule of law. And if you're privileged, you can get away with some of these incredible crimes.
With the stark raving evidence that's out there, Jimmy, it seems pretty straightforward to me. How can they possibly get away from pursuing that?
That's I think the question the media is asking itself right now, why they're beginning to report on it, because the evidence is clear. The information has been validated. Many of these news organizations that dismissed it have now had to go back and actually contact people that were the recipients of emails and finding out that, in fact, Hunter Biden was using his dad's accounts to pay for hookers, or his dad was using his accounts for illicit things, having offices shared, of course, travel and communication, and certainly making a massive amount of money off of his father's position as both vice president and then as a candidate running for president. So your question is a good one. How could this be ignored? You know, it was really unbelievable that it was ignored when it first happened 2 years ago, because we're reaching about 2 years since this kicked off, and the media completely ignored it. And I think there's a very interesting Jonathan Turley piece for anybody who wants to look at his blog. It talks about Joe Biden and the disappearing elephant. Yeah. Joe Biden, the disappearing elephant. It's how he managed to, how the Democrats managed to do this, to basically silence everyone on it, which directly goes back to our point earlier on in the show with free speech.
Yeah.
Who's really deciding what information is valid and real? And when the tech companies that have a political agenda to support their candidate or their ideology make that decision, they are canceling, as we saw with Twitter, and all these different news agencies actually deleting stories and silencing people and calling them, purveyors of Russian disinformation for presenting factual information on what has now proven to be absolutely true.
Yeah.
And we get back to the initial discussion in this segment, the Durham investigation. So Andrew Sussman, the lawyer for the Clinton campaign, wrote and spoke falsely to not only to FBI agents, but went to James Baker, the FBI lawyer, and said, "Hey, I've got information. I'm doing this on my own." When in fact he was getting paid for actually spreading this information. And he went to media companies as well. And this is based on the Alpha Bank scheme, which basically Democrats concocted an entire narrative that somehow the Trump campaign and Trump offices were connecting with Alpha Bank, and that showed some sort of collusion with Russia in exchange of money, which was actually fabricated, and it's now proven to be fabricated information. But it doesn't just stop with Andrew Sussman. It goes to Rodney Jaffe, a tech executive that had actual contracts with the Department of Defense and the White House to manage their server tracks, to Georgia Tech investigators, to Mark Elias, another key Democratic lawyer, and of course, Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, and Hillary Clinton herself. This could be very, very damaging and should be very damaging as more information comes out if the Durham investigation continues and people begin to start spilling the beans rather than face an entire decade or so behind bars for some of the fraud.
Okay, here's the $1 million question. $100,000 slap on the wrist to the Democratic Party that has, assets well into the millions. Why only $100,000?
Yeah, that's a pretty sad number. All it does is just a symbolic fine to say that you were wrong and you lied. It's the FEC is split between three and three, party type folks right now. Basically, anybody's inside Washington, they're protecting their own. And that's the unfortunate reality that we face today, where people are getting away with this stuff. We've seen it over and over again with the Clinton server issue, with Benghazi, just numerous things, and of course the Russian collusion. And there are people still out there making these arguments.
Yeah.
The one good thing is that we're seeing some legal actions that are beginning to take hold in the courts that are actually holding some folks accountable, though it's going to be a long road to reestablish some integrity in our system.
Well, when you say it's going to be a long road, I mean, you're talking about, we've only got about 30 seconds here. We're talking years and years, Jimmy.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And you know, we have to change the way our government works and the transparency, and really get people in there that are more concerned about integrity and honesty. And that's a hard thing to do because they get corrupted very rapidly.
Very definitely. Okay, Jim, thanks so much. Been fun doing the show. You guys have no idea how much fun it's been. Jimmy, thanks, bud.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.